Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to a very special edition of the Big E Sports Show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We have been looking so forward to our next interview as we are getting ready to share a story of courage, hope, and a miracle. It is a personal account of a promising high school hockey player who survived brain surgery and months of rehabilitation, infections, temporary paralysis. His name is Duke Piper. He was an aspiring hockey star at Minnesota's elite Hill Murray High School. And only at the age of 15, he faced brain surgery with a 5% survival rate. He has a new book out. It is titled, I'm Alive, Courage, Hope, and a Miracle. And Duke Piper and the author and the sports writer who worked with Duke and collaborated with him on this project is Jim Bruton, and he's joining us as well. Good evening, guys. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Of course. Well, let's start off our conversation. Jim, I want to invite you in and have you share this inspirational story of a young man that demonstrated just incredible courage. And it's such a strong testament to never giving up. When I went through the book and read his story, I mean, I was just so inspired as a parent. How did Duke's story impact you personally?
You know, I have to be honest, I wasn't going to do this book. And I had been called by Duke. I didn't know him. We got hooked up actually through hockey legend in the Minnesota and Twin Cities area, Lou Nanny, and I was really busy with some other things, and so he asked if we could meet for lunch. And once I met him, it was just so easy. I mean, he's just the greatest kid, and I just knew I had to do this book, and we had a great time. It took us quite a while, a couple of years, but I just enjoyed it so much, and I felt privileged and honored to be a part of it.
Tell the backstory.
He's such a great young man.
Yes. So. Jim, tell the backstory. I mean, how good was Duke Piper as a hockey player in high school and just his potential that he had?
Well, it's not very often. First of all, to play at Chattuck St. Mary's, which is where he played for a couple of years in his earlier high school days, you have to be a pretty good hockey player because that is a hockey breeding ground for a lot of NHL players and future college stars and so forth. And so when that kind of thing goes on, you know you've got a good player. I mean, he was recruited in the ninth grade by some colleges.
Wow.
Around the country.
Uh-huh.
And he was a nationally ranked defenseman by some scouting services. He transfers up to Hill Murray, as you mentioned, makes the varsity as a ninth grader, which is unheard of, and then suffers this tragic brain bleed before the first varsity game, and how he's come back from all of that, and obviously he'll never play hockey again, and has some other issues that he deals with all the time, but a remarkable, remarkable young man with such a great attitude and such an inspiring personality that it's just a pleasure to be around him every day.
We are shining the spotlight on the new book, I'm Alive, Courage, Hope, and a Miracle. Our good friends at Triumph Books are helping us out, providing the helping hand with this interview. We're visiting right now with Jim Bruton. He is the author, and of course, Duke Piper. It is the story of his life. And one more quick question, Jim, before I turn the microphone over to Duke. I mean, what was it like to work with Duke Piper? I mean, and obviously, he's an exceptional young man, but what are some of just his greatest attributes?
I think the idea that he's doing this for other people, not for himself. I mean, he, from the very beginning, all he wanted to do, was first of all, survive, which was amazing in itself. But once he did and got back to some form of normalcy in his life, enough to go to school out east at Bowling Green, all he wanted to do was to help other people and to tell other people about what happened to him. And be able to inspire them and say, you can come back and you can live a normal life and you can do this. And that's what he does in the book. We met about 10 or 15 times out at Applebee's in Roseville, Minnesota. We'd always meet at that restaurant and went over things. And I can remember times when I would ask him a question and the tears would run down his face and a chill would go up my back. And it was just amazing. But he told it all and he did such a great job. It's just such an inspiring book and about how to come back from tragedy in your life.
Well, let's welcome in Duke Piper and turn the mic on him. So when you found out you were going to have surgery, I mean, what was going through your mind? And were you just confused on what was happening to you? I mean, and as I understand, too, you had a real fear, a legitimate fear of needles as well.
I did. I never had a surgery before in my life, and I, of course, didn't like anything poking me or anything foreign, a foreign object in the body, obviously. And so I was really quite nervous about it, and to be honest, I only played video games to try and just keep my mind off the in-between time anyways. Well, I had a couple days until I reached the point where I needed surgery, and in between that time, I just kind of played video games all day just to try and keep my mind off it.
And, you know, we talk about the surgery, but I'd love for you to share with all of our listeners just your love for hockey and what that has meant to you. And even though you're not playing anymore, you still very much were involved with the high school team, and they wanted you to be a part of it, I guess, what, as an assistant coach? Is that correct?
Correct. I still love staying around the game, and I love being a part of the game. Currently, I am a student coach with Bowling Green's hockey team anyways, and so in that aspect, I've gotten to stay with the game, but it's provided me a lot of tools anyways to get through my injury, just like the hard work and the mental mindset that you need to have, and some of those things I really learned in through the game of hockey, and it's really helped me out in my recovery.
You know, Duke, I think about the physical challenges, what you've had to overcome, but what about mentally, emotionally? What kept you going and moving forward and not getting depressed and despondent?
Well, there were many times where I did get depressed and where I kind of had to get out of that mindset. But to be honest with you, it was kind of brought up through hockey anyways, and just the power to get through it and to keep going, and even though you face an obstacle, just to keep on working at it until you get it right. And part of my drive, I feel, that is that I wanted to be as normal as possible, mm-hmm. as normal as I could be. And I think that was what another thing that really drived me, is because I still kind of wanted to do everything that, per se, every other person or every other kid out there does, and I strive to be like that, and so that's kind of why I did what I did. And you gotta do what you have to do to be like that. So
you were listening to the voice of an amazing young man, Duke Piper. We're talking about his new book, his story, I'm Alive, Courage, Hope, and a Miracle. Of course, sports writer Jim Burton is joining us as well. And you talked about wanting to, you know, maintain normalcy. You wanted to have a normal life. I've got to, you know, tip my hat to you. The accomplishment of graduating high school on time, the accomplishment of going away to school. And what was that like for your parents? I know how close you are with your mom and your dad. I cannot even imagine how hard that would be to kind of, you know, let you go and go to school, and even out of state.
It was very, very hard for them. To be honest with you, I don't really know how they let me do that, but through their goodwill, they let me go out of state and whatnot. And that was kind of always my dream anyways, was to kind of go away to college and you know, just to pursue my dreams. And so even though they definitely kind of wanted to hold me back, they knew that was my dream, and they let me do it, luckily.
Your parents have been incredibly supportive, but what about your coaches? What have they taught you and helped you to be able to move forward in your life in this new chapter?
I want to, all of my coaches, I know that there's a couple in the book, obviously, who have intermissions and who speak, but all of my coaches have instilled in me just great things anyways to get this accomplished, and just to kind of live my life the way it is. And I kind of want to give them credit because, you know, a lot of what they've done has motivated me and is kind of ingrained in me to do these sort of things and to get beyond this injury and keep going forward.
Duke, you are an overcomer. As we get ready to wrap up our interview, share with our audience just your long-term goals. What are your plans for the future, and just, you know, some of the career goals that you have in front of you?
Well, obviously, I've always loved the game of hockey, and so I would love someday to coach. And another goal of mine is, you know, obviously with doing this book, was to really help other people and try to get the word out there. And so I would love to, of course, along with coaching hockey, maybe to do something just with the book as far as, you know, helping other people or trying to assist them with overcoming obstacles or different things like that. And so that's kind of what I would like to do in the future anyways.
You've been listening to the voice of Duke Piper. We're talking about his new book, I'm Alive, Courage, Hope, and a Miracle. Highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of this. This is where Duke recounts his difficult and courageous struggle to survive, battling months of paralysis, multiple surgeries, massive nerve damage, and countless other setbacks. He had to relearn his most basic functions, including how to breathe, swallow, walk, and talk. He not only survives, he thrives today, and it is such an honor to have him on our show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. A big thank you to Jim Bruton. Of course, he's been on our show as well. Congratulations to both of you. It's a wonderful book, and we hope to see it on the big screen. Got to take the next step, right? Get on the movies, right?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close and join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa at YahooSportsRadio.com.